farmers are really frustrated by the amount of duplication that goes on, the number of inspections that are called, and the amount of information that they're repeatedly asked when they're filling up that BIS form, that CAP payment every year. So we're glad the Minister, and in this case the Commissioner Hansen, is listening to us. We saw the first taste of changes yesterday, simplification, and I think, you know, we're pleased with the start of this process, particularly when they're moving to a case of one single annual inspection for all farmers. That's what farmers want. Once in a year is enough for any farmer in terms of inspection. So we're pleased that they've made a good start on that, and we're pleased that they've increased the exemption area as well. So any farmer in the northwest and Donegal or any other part of the country whose payment is only €2,500 or less in a given year will now be exempt from any inspection. So that is progress, but we have some part to go yet.
In terms of CAP, some concerns being expressed about the long-term commitment to CAP. Do you share those concerns? Do you think this is a discussion that needs to be had now in terms of the future of CAP?
Well, I've read, like everybody else, the concerns expressed by people about the future of CAP. But when you speak to the commissioner responsible for CAP, Christophe Hansen from Luxembourg, as I have done repeatedly in the last couple of months, I'm pretty sure we are going to see a CAP package coming in 2 years' time. I get a sense, based on our conversations, that he's going to change it, and you're going to see a CAP on CAP, if you know what I mean. That will mean that in the future he's going to go after farmers who are not active farmers, and he's going to penalise them. So it will mean that in Donegal or elsewhere in the country where you have a farmer with, say, 2,000 or 3,000 hectares of land, they're not going to get the full CAP payment like they have in the past. I get the sense that Hansen is going to cap the CAP. It could be as low as 200 hectares, and after that your payment will simply go down. So I don't think it's a question of doing away with it. At least that's what I believe, having spoken to the Commissioner. I think he's going to adjust it and make sure that he's dealing with active farmers in Ireland as well as around Europe.
So there could be some thorny discussions ahead?
There's going to be a lot of difficulty. We're going to see the first shade of this in the next couple of months, and they're definitely going to be aroused. But Hansen comes to us with a reputation as being a small farmer himself. He says he wants to see new farmers coming on, young farmers coming in, generational change, and he says he's going to reward landowners who are handing over farms within this CAP payment. And again, that's good news for farmers in Donegal and the Northwest. We're going to see generational farming rewarded. So the negotiations are going to be tough, but I believe he'll win the battle, at least on this occasion, and we won't see any significant change to CAP.